next one is in June, and it's very important that people be aware of this, and they write in, they speak, they become aware of this. But they're telling the world that they want at least 70% of people vaccinated against COVID everywhere. They want testing. They want therapeutics. They want vaccines. They want rushed vaccines. They want surveillance. They want a technocratic approach to global health. This is absolutely a threat to all national sovereignty, certainly to all of our constitutional rights. This is putting security over freedom. It's putting technocracy over democracy. It's putting global over local. It's putting these very vague terms, the right to health, instead of the right to be free of government interference, the right to privacy. So this is a very serious development, and COVID was kind of the runner-up, right? And it ties back to the advertisement you just had for Bobby Kennedy's book, The Real Anthony Fauci. Chapter 12 of that book is called Germ Games, and it's a really important chapter that shows us they've been doing these pandemic simulations about militarizing and monetizing pandemics since before 9/11. There was a dark winter exercise completely infiltrated by people from the CIA, but also global security establishments and global public health people. So there's been over 20 years of these simulation exercises culminating right before COVID with Event 201, which was Johns Hopkins, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and the World Economic Forum. So people really need to understand that there is a very concerted effort to make the World Health Organization the center of a one world government. And they call it a one health approach, which is about people, animals, and the environment.